May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do you ever wonder if Jesus regretted his choice of disciples? Because I have to tell you, I think I might have. When you read about the disciples in the Gospels, they never seem to understand what Jesus is trying to teach them. They are quarrelsome and difficult and argue with him. As soon as he praises them, they immediately start getting above themselves and start telling Jesus what to do and think. I can only imagine that if I was in that situation, a little more confident. Take Peter, for example. Good old Peter. Whenever you encounter him in the Gospels, you can probably count on him to have one of those moments when he opens his mouth wide and inserts his foot up to his knee. Peter has this wonderful moment of intimacy with Jesus, who is kneeling and washing the feet of his disciples. And he gets it so incredibly wrong. No, 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 you can't do that. Don't do that. You will never do that for me. And when Jesus rebukes him, he goes 180 degrees and gets it wrong in the other direction. Do all of me then, Lord. Poor Peter. He never seems to understand. I can only imagine that Jesus would make announcements and then wait half in expectation, half in dread, to see what the heck Peter was going to come up with this time. Yes, if it had been me, I'd have regretted my choice of disciples. But not Jesus. John tells us, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Having loved his own, having loved them even though they were clueless and quarrelsome and difficult people, having loved them even when they put their foot in their mouths, having loved them even when they got above themselves and rebuked him, having loved them all that way, from the beginning to the end, having loved them broken, flawed, imperfect people that they were. Having loved them to that point, he loved them to the end. He loved them even knowing that Peter would deny even knowing him. He loved them even knowing that Judas would betray him to death. He loved them anyway. Broken, imperfect, denying, failing, weak, betraying. Jesus loved them all the way to the end. And that's how Jesus loves us. Because we're not really any better than the disciples most of the time. We also often say exactly the wrong thing. We read the Bible and we don't understand what Jesus is saying. And we take positions precisely the opposite of what he would have us do. We do not leap to forgive those who have wronged us. We do not respond eagerly to give what we have to those who have nothing. We forget to share our food with those who are hungry. We turn people away from the very table where Jesus welcomed all those flawed and broken people, and we turn them away because they don't think like we do or believe what we do. We're not really any better than the disciples. We have our moments of weakness when our faith is not strong enough to carry on, and we stop being the people that God called us to be. When we forget our baptism, we forget whose we are, and we act as though we had never claimed Christ as our own. And yet, Jesus loves us even then. Jesus loves us even in those moments of weakness and failure, even in those moments when we are not the people that we would want to be, when we are not the people that God knows we are able to be. God loves us. Jesus loves us from the beginning straight through to the end. We are never so far away that God's love cannot reach us, that God's grace cannot wash over us, that God's forgiveness cannot heal us and make us whole. There is nothing that we can do, nothing that we can fail at, that will keep Jesus away from us, that will stop Jesus from loving us. Because even though we're no better than the disciples, we are loved just the same way they were. Completely and with no bars and no limitation. That means that when Jesus says to the disciples and to us, love one another as I have loved you, that's how we're supposed to love all the people who gather around the table, all the people who we encounter out in the world who have not yet heard the good news of God's love. We're just supposed to love them. Broken, flawed, weak people who are difficult and disagreeable. People who are broken. It means that we have to love our Facebook friend who has those really, really annoying political views. It means we have to love the people who have not treated us well, who have said unkind things to us, who have tried to tell us to do things we didn't want to do. The people who simply thought they knew more than us. We have to love the people broken and sick and struggling and losing battles with addiction, with illness, with all the things that keep us from being whole in this world. And it means we have to love them the way Jesus did. Not waiting until they're worthy, not waiting until we feel like loving them, but in their brokenness, in their bitterness, in their annoyingness. We have to love them regardless of whether we find them lovable. Because that's how Jesus loves us. When we are at our best and when we are at our worst. Jesus, having loved his disciples, loved them to the end. Jesus loves us in the same way. And so we are called to go out and share that kind of love with the whole world.